Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson scores. Brett moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique misplays the ball. That's an error on Manrique. Brett scores. Tabler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Calderon hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Calderon moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Calderon moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calderon scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tabler. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tabler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hibbard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Boone and he is out, Wellman applying the tag. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Calderon bunts towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manrique strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. Boston reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Boone reaches second base with a double. Ray Palacios pinch runs for Bob Boone. Don Paul now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Palacios moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Palacios now playing third base. Mike McFarland now catching. Kevin Seitzer now playing shortstop. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon bunts towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Dave Gallagher pinch runs for Harold Baines. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. Gallagher moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Gallagher scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon catches it and throws to second to double up Brett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manrique strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-4 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallagher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Ray Palacios. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Pat Tabler now playing third base. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman pinch hits for Greg Walker. Russ Moorman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Russ Moorman now playing first base. John Davis now pitching. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.